Deep discussions with AI. For success today, you don't need to know all the answers, just have good questions. Chatting to AI is different from normal speech, and I hope you enjoy listening to the show whilst getting ideas on how to hone your questions to get the most out of AI. My name is Paul. The live conversations you hear are uncut, although sometimes the AI needs time to think. In those cases, I've cut out the dead space. Good morning, ChatGPT.
Good morning. I hope you're having a great start to your day. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Yeah, so my partner will be having our first child. It's a little girl. And I was hoping we've got to think of some names for the girl. And there's a few things that we need to think about when thinking about names, which make this into a fairly challenging research activity. So I was hoping that you might be able to help us come up with some ideas for names for our child. Is that something you think you can help with?
Absolutely. I'd love to help out. We can brainstorm some names that fit all those criteria. If you have any preferences or inspirations, just let me know and we'll come up with some great options.
Okay, so here's the criteria, I suppose. So I'm English. I've also have a sort of affinity with Australia. I've lived there for quite some time. My partner is Norwegian. So we're looking for a name. There's a few criteria here. So one of the things is the name should be easy to pronounce in both Norwegian and English. It should also not be a rude word or a rude capable of mockery in either language. Must also be the kind of name that does not easily become turned into a nickname that could be insulting. And also, I'm looking for a name that's not, at this stage, particularly common. I don't want whatever the name is that everybody's calling their kids right now. So something maybe classic. The baby is going to be due in November. So if there was anything around that, it's my understanding that it may correspond with some unusual lunar activity. And also, it's currently scheduled for November the 5th, but maybe that does have some significance in British history. But it is a girl, so calling her Guy probably not such a good idea. So looking for some ideas. Do you think you can come up with some ideas based on that?
Got it. This is a fun challenge. We can definitely find something that fits all those criteria. For example, a name like Nova could be a good fit. It's unique, easy to pronounce in both languages, and has a subtle connection to the stars and the cosmos, which can tie into the idea of November in the universe. We can explore more options like that as well.
Yeah, could you find maybe sort of 10 good options that you can sort of explain as to why they would be a good fit? That would be great. Thanks.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to put together a list. I'll take all those criteria into account and come up with some unique and meaningful names for you. Give me just a moment and I'll put that list together. Thank you for your patience. Considering your preferences, here are some unique baby girl names that are easy to pronounce in both English and Norwegian, have a subtle connection to November, and reflect your fondness for Australia. One, Nova, meaning new star, subtly connects to the night sky in November. Two, Sunniva, a traditional Norwegian name meaning some gift, symbolizing light during the darker months. Three, Livia, classic name meaning olive tree. It is popular in both English and Norwegian speaking countries. Isla, a name of Scottish origin. It is popular in Australia and easy to pronounce in both languages. Five, Aurora, meaning dawn, connects to the early mornings of November. Six, Ingrid, a traditional Norwegian name meaning beautiful or fair. Seven, a Norse goddess's name, meaning lady or mistress. Ella, a simple and elegant name, easy to pronounce in both languages. Nine, Amelia, classic name. It's popular in both English and Norwegian speaking countries. 10, Leah, a name of Hebrew origin, meaning weary, but also easy to pronounce in both languages. I hope these suggestions help you find the perfect name for your baby girl.
Are there any names that you can come up with that are a bit more unique? A lot of these names I've come up with, come up against quite commonly. Can you think of anything else that would fit, but maybe is not quite as common?
Absolutely. I can definitely think of some more unique options. Here are a few that still fit the criteria, but are a bit less common. One, Alara, named after one of Jupiter's moons. It has a celestial connection and is unique. Two, Lyra, inspired by constellation. It's elegant and not overly common. Three, Saren, meaning star. It's simple and distinctive. Four, Dalia, of Greek origin, meaning to blossom. It's not very common. It has a lovely sound. Five, Vesper, meaning evening star, has a unique celestial touch. Aurelia, meaning golden. It's distinctive and has a classic feel. Seven, of Cornish origin, meaning elm tree. It's unique and beautiful. Cleo, short and sweet, means glory and is not overly common. At nine, a name of Arabic origin, meaning princess. It's elegant and less frequently used. Ken, Livia, a variation of Olivia, but less common and still classy. Hopefully these give you some fresh inspiration.
So those last 10, they were still quite easy to pronounce for a Norwegian speaker as well.
Yes, absolutely. Most of these names are quite phonetic and should be easy for Norwegian speakers to pronounce as well. For example, names like Elara, Lyra, Saren, and Aurelia have simple sounds that are familiar in both languages. If you want to fine-tune any of these or explore other options, just let me know.
All right. Thank you very much, ChatGPT.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could help. If you need any more ideas or have any other questions, just let me know. Best of luck with the naming process. Wow.